wow, it's blustery, blowing a gale. I have a hairstyle that looks a little bit like I've been dragged through a bush, where I have actually been in the pub, not drinking beer. I know. Saturday morning, 8:30, I was in the pub, the Lion Hotel to be exact, in Buckden. You know these kind of local pamphlet stroke magazines that come around to tell you what's going on in the area? Well, one fell through the door and it said, gentleman's breakfast. Now, where I'm from, a gentleman's club is the kind of place you don't frequent unless you are into the kind of sordid aspects of local nightlife. So I thought, I wonder what a gentleman's breakfast is. Anyway, I wander down thinking kind of businessy breakfast meeting, you know, great way to get to know local people. And I'm thinking, should I wear a shirt? No, I've got this kind of demonic T-shirt with skulls and weird third eye prismatic weirdness on it. It's like you've gathered every cult and satanic album cover on one T-shirt. I thought that's good for a Saturday. And I wander into what appears to be and what was a church meeting. But not your normal church meeting. The meeting was set up by the church. And around this square table from were gentlemen from quite different walks of life. I was, I won't say by far the youngest, but the youngest... the youngest was actually the only guy wearing a dog collar. Really nice guy, actually, which is good because his job is to be nice and listen and talk. There was an atheist on the table. There was kind of an agnostic. But on the whole, everybody was Christian. I was only Christian in name. I do have beliefs. I wouldn't say I necessarily have faith other than in humanity eventually destroying itself. I'm more of a Taoist agnostic. So I love discussion around this kind of thing. I love debates. But I feel that I can get all the answers I need from myself without necessarily having to spend the whole time of the rest of my life searching. So try and be as present as possible. Anyway, Taoism, look it up. Wow. So I thought, oh no, what have I done? Am I going to be sat here and have to pray with people and all kinds of stuff? But no, it wasn't like that at all. It was actually really, really stimulating. Apart from a very, very good value breakfast, which after last night's massive meal and an entire bottle of wine to myself possibly fended off a hangover, I got to discuss the collapse of society, what might happen, you know, overpopulation of the earth, environmentalism, topics that were covered, Mad Max, Cormac McCarthy's The Road. It was just a social get-together with some scientists around the table, mostly civil engineers, nearly all retired now. There was one guy who's just hilarious and he's quite old, but everything he said was a punchline. And whether he intended it or not, I don't know, but I couldn't think of a better way to spend a Saturday morning. So, well, I'm just about to get blown over. So, yes, I slapped myself on the hand for assuming that church-type people can be stuffy. Most of the people connected to the church are extending the church themselves. These are retired people building an extension on what they are calling the A1 church. Now, what they're saying is the church isn't just for praying, isn't just for religion, isn't just for this. It's a drop-in centre. It should be for people who are having life crises or just fancy tea and cake, which is being heavily advertised there at the moment. So what they're doing is they are creating like a drive-through church in a way. They want to advertise the services to people using the A1. The village of Buckden is pretty much on the A1. The first roundabout south of the Scottish border is here. So why not create this kind of community drop-off point where you can get a cup of tea, where you can have a conversation, where you can buy some cake and whatever. I kind of like the idea. And They were asking me about location-based software. Can we have the A1 church pop onto people's devices? Yes, it's possible. So, yeah, my preconceptions were of a mind that doesn't, from a mind that doesn't go to church because he thinks people tried to convert him into something, and it wasn't that at all. In fact, having an atheist on the table was quite interesting, because you could see that the atheist had stronger beliefs than anybody else around the table, and when I pointed that out, it kind of realised that, yeah, maybe atheists have more faith in their belief than most of them around them, and just being an atheist in itself may be a little bit extremist. We did talk about extremism as well, and yeah. My mind is filled with ideas and potentially a new reading list. I got the Kindle out on the table, I know. And the Kindle was old technology to most of us, but people were definitely impressed. When you're showing technology to a group of people who think of technology as something foreign to them, on the whole, there's one guy that was programming in the 80s, then you... I guess you can introduce them to a real usable, interesting benefit of something that's very kind of, when you think about how the Kindle works, these micro ball bearings, I don't know exactly how e-ink works, but it's pretty incredible, and how much storage capacity you can have just in 4 gig, it really opens eyes. You know, one guy was like, so my entire household of any literature could exist on that device. Think of the shelf space I'd save. Yep, that's definitely one thing. But for me, it's about having books in my pocket that I can pick out and read at any time, rather than wasting time talking to you guys. No, just joking. I love it. All aspects, all facets. So that's my morning. How was yours?